Hopkins are on the air. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action. Hey, welcome to Indian Baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. It's the Redskins and the Indians. Game moved from St. Henry to Fort Recovery because the Redskins field wasn't quite ready. And Cappy, we're going to play baseball here at Fort tonight.
Absolutely. I'm tickled to death. We were happy to have this movement over here to Fort Recovery. And you still got time. The Redskins are taking some warm-ups right now and taking some infield. So if you're at home and you want to pop up to the game, you got a little time here. But
nice crowd.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah, we got some people down the right field line. Everybody's got the word out, I guess. We're going to play ball here in the fort. And
probably the Redskins come in here with a really good ball club. And you know, they were good last year, the Indians. You know, we had a great pitching matchup over there.
What a game we had over there last year.
And they're coming back with another solid ball club. They win like yesterday, their opener against St. Mary's. And the Indians have a hands full.
Oh, without a doubt. And the thing that's impressing me right now is the way we're hitting the ball. So I'm anxious to see us face a kid. And it looks like another lefty tonight.
Yes.
So I'm anxious to see how we hit the ball.
That's what Colin Foster said.
Yeah, that's what Colin said.
He's like Marty.
Yep. So we're getting a little intel from Colin. But we faced a lefty against Lincoln View. And we hit him. So I'm anxious to see how we do tonight, and let me go over the lineups real quick. For the Indians, we're going to have Ryan Post leading off, and he had three hits last night, I understand.
Yep.
So Ryan Post at shortstop. Cody Schoenberry is going to be on the mound. He's going to get his second start of the season. Bobby, he's 1-0. He beats the line of the other night. He pitched really well on Monday night, so I'm anxious to see how he comes out again. Garrett Fowler will be behind the plate. He had a couple doubles last night. He'll be batting third. Ian Holman moved up a spot. He'll be batting fourth and playing first base. Joe Holman drops a spot, and he'll be at third base. Riley Will will be out in left field. Cole Greasy in right. Kobe Wendell will be at second base. And Regan Martin's going to be out in center field and batting ninth. That's your lineup for the Indians and for the Redskins. We got Jake Kanapke, who certainly can't have too much baseball in him right now. He just played basketball about 6 days ago
at
Columbus. He'll be leadoff, and he'll be out in center field. Riley Deitch will follow him, and he'll be at third base. Sam Layfield will be on the mound. He'll be batting third, and Isaac Ontrop will be batting fourth, and he will be in right field, followed by Ethan Thiemann, Dylan Fronting, Andrew Lange, and Kent Buescher. He'll be behind the plate for the Redskins, and he'll be batting ninth. So, managers are coming out. We're going to meet at the... Bobby's got to open the window up.
We're going to try to see how much air's coming in. Well, we're going to try. Let me hold this.
You want to do this one over here, Bob?
We'll get her.
All right. The boys are in surgery right now, and they're trying to open that window up. It ain't going to be easy.
We'll get her. Don't worry about us.
Colin, you got to help them right now. Now you got to hook it to that little chain right up top. Oh, my God. There's no way you're getting that back.
Are you kidding me?
Bobby. We got a blueberry muffin, and he wants me to hold it. That right there, my friend, is trust. This young lady down here in front row, Bobby, says you owe her $10.
Who is it?
Actually, no. You owe Bob. Stockler? $10 because you bet him that Yasiel Puig wouldn't have the number 66 on?
No, that's Bob Leverett.
Ain't me. Ah, well, you're up there.
Thank you, bud. Save me $10.
Yeah. Yeah, I told her, I said, I get it. I tell you what, we'll get it from you.
We'll get it.
Absolutely. I think Jerry's telling the outfielders or telling the coaches, look, we got a little bit of dampness out there along the warning track. But you got to get it out there first.
Let's take a little break here. Looks like a hurricane coming in. It's out there in those.
Yeah, it's dark and dreary. Lights are on.
Is there any showers? Or
I think it's just a...
Let me look at the radar here, folks.
Just a little misty, so... Let's take a break here, CP. We'll come back here, and we'll be ready for first pitch in a couple of minutes.
Well, we're playing.
get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
All right, welcome back here to Fort Recovery. Indians and Redskins getting ready to start. And Calpe getting a start for the second game is Cody Shinnaberry. And quite impressive against Salina in his opener.
Oh, baby. We never did get the answer. Did we ever find out if you can get the win and the save? What was the deal?
Ask Jerry.
Nope, you did ask Jerry? That was a great question, man. I'm telling you. Good come in. He threw four and something, and then Riley came in and struggled with control. And we bring Cody back in, and that was the question. Did he get the win and the save? But you can only get one, I guess.
Get one.
Yep. All right. He'll be happy with that.
Absolutely.
Man, I guarantee.
We'll take it. We'll take one tonight. Matter of fact,
he got a good curveball, Copy.
Yep. He really showed us something there, being a senior and taking that ball against Salina, and he'll have his hands full tonight against a good Sander team.
We'll get to see how that curveball works a little better tonight, Bobby, than we did Monday night at Sander, sitting down the right field line. Tonight we're sitting right behind it. So, you know, on Tuesday I went up to Lincoln View, went up with Coach Feely, and we had Joe start that game. Mm-hmm. Joe threw a lot of pitches that night, and then we brought in another young kid to pitch, and it was Cole Greasy. And I watched him warm up. He's got a breaking ball now. It is unbelievably slow coming in there, but they couldn't touch it. It was great. So he pitched last night. Him and Kobe pitched last night, and they pulled out the victory. So I'm anxious. We're getting ready here for first pitch. It's going to go Jay Konecki, Riley Deitch, and Sam Layfeld, the first three batters here against Cody Shinnaberry on the mound for the Indians at Fort Recovery. So we get a surprise home game tonight. Looks like we got Trent Beckman and Dave Tobin as the umpires tonight, Bobby?
Yes, sir.
I think right there. Absolutely. I think we're ready for some baseball. Ryan posted shortstop tonight for the Indians, and Riley got like shoulder pain or something, Bobby, I heard.
What?
Riley Post, yeah.
Yeah. He batting?
Nope, not in the lineup tonight. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes to start the game here against Jay Konecki. Riley Deitch on deck here for the Redskins. it's inside. Three balls, no strikes. Yeah, we got guys kind of banged up. That's another pitcher we're losing. He had it last year, I remember. There's a strike right down the bite.
Wait a minute. What's JB got? Fish, you thinking?
JB got some food out there?
He's bringing in a platter.
Yeah.
Oh,
you just saved CP right there.
I had that.
Right back at
it. I remember the net there, though.
I know, but if it gets through the net, I save you.
All right.
Because if it had hit you, you would never call.
It would have hit me right in the forehead.
Yep.
No, Bobby would have saved that one. Hanging in there now. He's coming back. He got him a 3-2. He's fouled off a couple of pitches. And just starting the ball game. A little late start here tonight. 5:30 start instead of 5.
What's the deal on that?
Beats me. That beats me. Couldn't tell you. Ooh, nice curveball. Rung him up. Got that right on the inside edge of the plate, and I mean he had no chance at that. Strikeout number one for Cody, and that's going to bring Riley Deitch up to the plate. Got to be happy with that start. He got it down. Three balls, no strikes. Bobby battled back and struck him out.
He's got tato wedges, too, in there. I can see him.
He came from the grocery store.
He did. See, now that ain't right.
Curveball high.
This kid's a neat bird. This Deitch kid.
He's one of Harrison's.
Yeah,
he's one of Harrison's big buds.
Yeah. Good old boy.
Yeah. And that's a rocket out towards Regan Martin in center field. Regan goes back, and that right there, my friends, is why Regan Martin plays center field. He went straight back and leaped up in the air and made a great catch to rob Riley Deitch.
Yeah, the ball carried well out there in center field, you know, damp out. And I didn't think it was going. I thought it might drop in for a single, and he just carried it.
He hit that on the screws, man.
Nice catch, Regan. Two out.
I said he made a couple of great plays last night, too. So he's starting to settle in out there in center field. That's going to bring Sam Liefeld to the plate. Sam dribbles one off the front of the bat. Garrett comes out. He fires down the first. Nice play, defense, Garrett, by the Indians right there, folks. Three up, three down. Full swing and just comes off the end of the bat, rolls right out in front of the, just gets into the grass, and Garrett pops up, scoops, and fires to first, and that's three up, three down for the Indians. So we got a half an inning in the books, folks. Indians coming up here to try to break into the scoreboard.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Bruin from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of inning one. Indians look like this. We have Posty, Shinnaberry, Garrett Fowler facing the left-hander, Sam Liefeld. For Coach John Dorn, the Hall of Fame. Coach John
Dorn. I thought he retired.
No, he's back. He's running the Mariners.
He's general manager of the Mariners.
I knew that, but
I thought he retired from Sandy. Did he retire teaching?
I think he did, yeah. I think he's just coaching.
Not a bad gig. Oh, man, I'm cool with that.
All right, here we go. Left-handed Posty. Posty's been swinging a hot bat. First pitch, a little tall, 1-0.
He's 3-4 last night, Harold said.
Yeah, he's got a chance to be really good.
Mm-hmm. Didn't listen much to the game last night. Didn't know until we went after the fact, and I was down in Cincinnati watching the Red Legs with a huge win in opening day.
Well, that was fun to watch. That was a nail biter.
Oh man, I tell you what, that Bobby, I gotta tell you a story after this pitch here. I set
outside 2-1,
about 10 rows right behind the starting pitcher for the Pirates. I thought Dad. Okay. So it was about the fifth inning, and his name was like Lemoyne or Lemoyne or something like that, starting pitcher for the Pirates. I finally went down. I said, "You must be the pitcher's father." And he said, "Father-in-law." I said, "Really?"
Two.
So I got talking to him a little bit, and here is his wife was there, the pitcher's wife. So it was the mother and father-in-law and of course, their daughter, and they were there to root on their son-in-law. And I said, "Well, that is freaking awesome." He said, "Yeah." He said, "My, never been to Cincinnati."
I got a mess. Check one.
Never been to Cincinnati. And he said, "Obviously, I had to come to watch my son-in-law on opening day." And he said, "I will be back in Cincinnati this winter because my other son-in-law plays for the Arizona Cardinals."
Oh, is that right?
What are the odds of that?
Too bad, is it?
Yeah. Pretty good gig. Told him, I said, "No, that's not bad."
All right, with one out, that brings up Cody Shinneberry. Garrett Fowler on deck.
Yeah.
Lightfield's got some pretty good stuff. Ball moves, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Mars boy? I would say that is.
Mars boy?
Yep, it is.
And the 1-0. That's a strike, 1-1. Trent Beckman behind the plate over Indians. Jerry Kalb coaching third. Harold Feeley over at first. The Indians had three runners picked off first base against Lake of Union.
Well, let me tell you a little story about that. You know, I'm riding with it, so I'm riding shotgun. I don't say too much.
Right. Yeah, you know? But we always do.
So
we don't pull back.
I kind of let it go a mile or two, and then I bring it up, you know. And the big guy went 22 miles talking about how those guys were picked off. He was... And
swinging a miss.
He was convinced that it was an illegal pitch, and the left-hander. He said he would make a move with his leg and go past the rubber, and he said now he has to. He's committed to going home, and then he kind of turned his waist a little bit, flip it over to first. I mean, he said it was a blatant balk.
Mm-hmm. He said he asked the umpire per se, "It's close."
Yeah, umpire per se.
Yeah. Here's Garrett Fowler, Indians catcher, takes the ball outside.
So it was not the first base coach's fault, is what I was understanding after mile 22, bottom line.
Yeah, that was funny. Swing and a miss.
But it was pretty, pretty obvious that, you know, Harold was watching very close like he always does, and he was not a happy camper that night, let me tell you.
1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 two strikes. Layfield a strike away from
striking out
retiring the side via striking. Here in the first. Indian Baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. We thank you guys for listening. Thank all our sponsors for making it possible. That's inside corner. Got him. Trent with a big strike zone today. In the inning, no runs, no hits. Three of them on the K-Burger. After one, Calpy, we got no score at the fort.
At Hull Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery to get the most out of your investment.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here. Inning number two, Indians and Redskins. No score after one.
Pretty good pitching performance so far, huh, Bobby?
So far, so good, yeah. Hey, Jerry, down there. What's he got? He's dipping his fish in the tartar.
Come on, JB.
Killing us.
Indians are going to face 4-5-6, Mark Seifert, Isaac Ontrop, and Ethan Thiemann. First three batters here for the Redskins.
I got my book all screwed up. What a mess. Get this figured out here in a second.
All right, first pitch in there, right across the middle of the plate for strike number one. Looks like a pitcher's due coming after us. Whew, that's a big strike zone.
Oh, yeah,
it was outside about 6 inches, and that's going to be strike number two. I think that's right through every bit.
I think that's the way I like umpiring. Let's go, Lewis.
We hit her down and swing the bat. There's a curveball he gets a piece of, knocks her back to the wall here.
Didn't you just play tomorrow? We get Chris, you here at 11?
Yep. Yeah, tomorrow morning I was thinking I might pop out there and mow that field, but it's pretty wet yet, man. I'd like to just shave her off and even
I think you're allowed.
I'm inside. Not allowed to what?
Mow it. It's getting greener, though. I was over at the Elks today, and the greens are getting greener.
Yeah? Yeah, I saw that on Twitter, and then they sent out they mowed them. So, how's your golf game?
Are you a new driver? I haven't played yet. I was just out there.
You can go out there and
for lunch, late lunch. And
I may be trying to hit driving range, but I don't have driving range open either, do they?
No. I think that one might have, I think you might have had their signs a little on the mixed up side.
Oh, you're thinking Garrett didn't know for sure what was coming.
Yeah,
copy that.
Did you watch a basketball game last night? Did you watch Purdue?
I saw the highlights this morning. No, I didn't.
You watch it? Oh, yeah. You ever seen a shooting exhibition like that?
Uh-huh.
Kid had. All right.
Oh, nice catch right there. Swing and a miss. And now, strikeout number two in the books here for Cody. And that's going to be out number one in the top of the second inning. And that's going to bring Isaac Layfeld to the plate. Isaac Ontrop to the plate. I'm sorry.
Especially to have a walk-on go off like that.
I know, that's unbelievable. Swing and a miss on strike number one right down the heart of the plate.
It was unbelievable how athletic what you call it was compared to Purdue. But Purdue would run them sets and they'd it's just crazy.
Purdue's big man was just toying with them with the back screen.
Big balls. Here comes a 1-1. That's fouled back to the fence here. One ball, two strikes.
Actually, old Diamond don't look too bad.
No, I got it. Yeah. Got her in shape there a little bit.
I noticed my grass is getting greener at the house.
Without a doubt, won't be long here. We're going to have to get the old mowers out.
You going to get the roller out or not? You roll?
No, I don't roll. Ooh, curveball comes in there. Wow, Bobby, how about that? Completely froze the young man and then cuts across the plate for a nice strikeout again. So that's two up, two down, two strikeouts for Cody Shinneberry. Strikeout number three in the books. And Isaac Ontrop is now going to be the batter with Ethan Thiemann on deck. Swinging a foul tip. Strike one.
Who's batting? Thiemann's batting?
Okay. Ethan Thiemann's out? Ethan Thiemann's batting, yes.
The only time we ain't had the line wrong was when Clayton did it.
No, look at this.
Look at this. That's unbelievable. Looks like it's in Japanese.
I don't even know what it says. One ball, one strike to somebody batting for the Redskins. And that's it. Hard out towards Regan Martin. Regan goes back. Makes a nice play right there, folks. And that's going to be out number three. Three up, three down again for Cody Shinneberry. And we got 1.5 in the books, folks. And there's still no score.
Miracle Lanes is having a great Lent special.
Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked polyp for only $7. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the polyp. That same great fish that they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded polyp with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $7. Every Friday during Lent, you can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Ames, great fish dinners for only $7. 375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hey, we're back here. Bottom of two. It's zeros across the board, and the Indians send up 4, 5, and 6. Ian Homan, Joe Homan, Riley Will to face Sam Layfield. Bottom of inning two.
Both pitchers being pretty tough right now, Bobby.
Yeah. Sanders hit a couple balls, but both of them straight away center field and right at our center fielder, Regan Martin. Here's Ian. Ian has swung the bat well early so far this year.
Yeah, I don't know what he did last night. I don't know if he had any hits.
He had a couple hits again last night.
Did he really?
Yep.
Man, he is seeing the ball well.
Here's Ian. First pitch, strike at the knees. I actually have the stats from last night, courtesy of our athletic director, God Lover. Send him to me.
Look at that.
Base hit, line shot up the middle. First hit of the game belongs to the Indian first baseman, Ian Homan. Nice job, Ian Homan. And that brings up Big Joe Homan. Joe's playing third tonight for Coach Jerry Kell.
Garrett Fowler really hit the crap out of the ball last night.
I hope so. A couple doubles?
Oh, yeah. One to left and one to right.
Really?
Here's Joe Homan. Joe was 1-for-3 last night. Yeah, Ian had a hit last night. Cody had 2 hits. That's fouled back. You tried bunt there?
Yep.
Yeah, trying to get him over.
I wasn't looking.
Looks to me like Mr. Cappell wants to play a little bit of small ball here. Yeah. Get a runner over and get him in scoring position and see if we can't get a run on the board the way this pitching staff is going right now. They're pretty... runs are going to be hard to come by as of early in this game.
Here's the 0-1 pitch to the Indian third baseman, Homan. He scores around a bunt, he does, and he gets it down right back to the pitcher. Good job. Homan moves it into second in scoring position. Nice job, Joe Homan. If you're scoring at home, that's a sacrifice. 1-3. And that brings Riley Will, the left fielder, to the plate. Cody with Cole Greasy on deck.
Good thing we got our wheels on second base.
Yep. CP's, he's talking about how fast Ian is. He's sneaky fast.
I told him I'd make sure I told everyone every game how fast he was.
That's a strike. 0-0 is Riley Will. Ian with a short lead down there at second base. Layfield gets the sign from his catcher. And the 0-1, that's fouled back in his net. 0-2. Greasy on deck, Kobe Wendell in the hole. Regan Martin getting the bat tonight, playing center field, batting ninth for your Indians. Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. We've been doing it for a number of years. We want to thank everybody for always listening. If you're listening, give us a shout out. 419-852-9201
or 419-234-2976.
We'd love to hear from you.
We'll talk about you.
Well,
and we'll make fun of you.
I'm going to kill Jerry.
That's
you cannot bring a bucket of fish and not share.
Well,
he's done now. Look at him. He's just thinking, what am I going to do?
First of all, sleep as much as he ate there. That's what I do after eating.
Oh, I do too.
Nothing like a little butter.
I want to. Oh, a little bit low in the dirt. 2-2. Good eye, 0-0. I'm assuming, I don't see
Coach Kemp's wife down there. She's
got him. She's over here.
Is she here now?
Yeah.
Ah, she's back. Good.
Back. Good job, Riley Will. Staying. Staying active.
Oh, yeah. I see Jill. I see Jason. I see.
They're eating, too.
Yes, they are, ain't they?
Ooh, they got them sweet potato fries. I'm out on those. You?
No. Pass.
Give me the real ones. 2-2 pitch with one out here in the bottom of two.
Nice.
Good eye.
Full count.
I will eat the crap out of some sweet potato casserole that my brother Tom makes at Thanksgiving.
Really?
Holy cow.
Not me, man. I can't eat sweet potato guys.
Yeah. I can handle them, man.
Don't eat sweet potatoes when you got real potatoes.
Swinging a miss.
Got it.
Good job by Layfield to get Riley. Two outs now. Ian still remains at second. Where's Cole Greasy, your right fielder, plate?
Kind of pulled the string on him on that one, didn't he?
Hit it and he'll change up.
Nice pitch.
I'm starting to become a fan of this kid right here, this Greasy kid. No batting gloves.
A little gamer.
Yep. High cheese.
Ball one. I was telling boys at work about him playing the other night. And
Benny Holman's listening to the game.
Hey, Benny.
We missed Benny.
Yeah, no kidding.
Benny was a pretty dang good baseball player. He was a swing and a miss.
Yeah, one of the boys at work played with Cole's dad and said Tony used to be, he could throw it like, he said he was fast, lefty.
Yeah. Layfield gets a sign and 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Layfield trying to get out of this two-out jam. He needs with a runner in scoring position. Ian Holman, who had the first hit of the game. And the pitch. Fouled in the Indian dugout. Got him scattered. By the way, that's right. You thought somebody threw a bomb in there.
Hey, they are awake.
Huh? Yeah.
It did knock the bats down, didn't it? Either that or somebody.
How about Coach Feely? He got hit in the calf, and his ankle is black and blue. That's how hard it hit him.
When did he get hit?
Like the last week of practice, like a week
ago. Ah, okay.
So he shows me the other day, look at this. He's got his calf bruised on his calf, and his ankle completely black and blue, went all the way down.
That dude's a mess.
It's a pretty good chance he dies here.
Yeah, he's a mess.
That's he too. Little outside, full count. Ian's going to get a run and start here.
That curveball.
3-2. Two
out. Curveball was coming across there. Just didn't quite get enough, did it, Bobby? Yeah.
He held it. Catcher held it.
Did.
He might see another one right here. And the full count pitch. Boom. Ball gets away on the call third strike. They throw down the first, and they complete the strikeout. In the inning, no runs, a hit. A runner left, and after two, no score.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, fifth capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
All right, Bobby, we're back here getting ready for the top of the third inning. We're going to go to, you know what, we got to see if we can hang in there with this pitching staff going the way they are. We got Dylan Frunning, Andrew Lange, and Kent Buescher, first three batters here for the Skins against the right-hander senior Cody Shinnenberry. Indian defense, we got Ian Holman at first. We got Kobe Wendell at second. Ryan Post at short, and Big Joe Holman down at third. Outfield, we got Riley Will in left. We got Regan Martin in center, and Cole Greasy up in right field. Garrett Fowler behind the plate. That one's fouled down the third baseline. Strike two. The ball's two strikes to the number seven hitter, Dylan Cronin. No score here, top of the third inning.
Whenever I put the update on Twitter, the score, they always put Chris Shawn's on it.
Yeah?
Okay. And he gets in a rage when he's at the game and I do it.
You know, like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, he'll send me a picture if he had him at the game or something.
Yeah.
So once he started getting mad at it, I do it every time.
Oh, he really screwed that up.
He should know better than that, shouldn't he?
Why is he mad? Doesn't hurt nothing. Doesn't cost anything, does it?
2-2 coming your way, and that's going to be a line shot base hit, the first hit of the game for the Redskins. Out to right field, Cole comes up with it, throws into the cutoff. And we got our leadoff man, runner at first base with nobody out. And we're going to go to the number eight hitter, Andrew Lange.
Andrew's the catcher for the Redskins. Bobby looks like a little guy. I'm just wondering if that's LD's boy.
Could be.
Maybe. Each team with a hit now. Buescher on deck. Quick throw over to first. Dimes back in there safely. Joe Holman thinking bunt here. Let's see what they do. He does square to bunt. He pulls back and takes the ball outside. We had Ryan Post play second base on Tuesday night. And obviously Kobe's back in there now. He's a smooth little infielder, Bobby.
Yep.
Now when he pulls back on the bunt attempt again, and that's going to be ball two.
Come on, Cooten. Let him bunt.
Yeah. Get it out here. Because if you put him on, it's going to be another bunt, and then they're going to move him two runners in scoring position. So outfield playing straight away. Quick throw back over to first. Thought he had him leaning, but he got back in there in time. Ooh, they thought they had him at them. That was closer. CP, what do you think? He was in there?
I'm going to say he just barely made it.
Yeah.
No. He's from Port Recovery.
Supposed to say he was out.
Say out. Calling it how I see it?
No, you'll never make it in this gig.
There's a ground ball up the middle. Could be two if Kobe can handle it, and he bobbles the ball. Now he throws it over to first, and he's too late.
That was a tough play.
So slow grounder, got up the middle, got past Cody, and Kobe was right there, and he kind of bobbled it in the grass, and I think his game plan was he wanted to tag the runner and then throw to first, and he just
ball
kinda,
never got there.
Yeah, it just kind of died there in that grass. So now we got runners at first and second, nobody out. Ian's coming in on the corner at first base. He's expecting a bunt. Joe's going to stay back a little bit to cover the bag.
Bob's expecting a bunt.
And he does throw the bunt down, and he fouls it off for strike number one. We're going to try to throw this guy out at third. Joe's staying home at third base, and Cody comes off the mound. He goes straight to the third base side, and Ian's coming in hot from first base. So
plus, your catcher has a cannon.
Yeah.
So he don't get it out there far enough.
Yeah. We're going to try to get this lead runner at third the way it looks to me. It's going to be tough for Ian to cross his body as a left-hander. But he pops it up, and it's going to be foul ball.
0-2. All right.
No balls, two strikes. To Kent Buescher, number nine hitter.
Hey, how's Kobe?
Colby looks pretty tough, but she came through the surgery. She's all wrapped up, obviously, but she's wagging her tail. And,
well, good.
Yeah, she's
took the leg off.
Yeah, took the leg off right at the hip.
Yeah.
That's going to be strike number three right there. And now we got the runner in a pickle. He took off running.
It. Nice job.
Got him right there. How about that? Double play for the Indians. So the runner took off for third, and we struck out the batter. He attempted to bunt. The
umpires are meeting right now.
Yeah, that
one was a foul ball, but
I see what's going on here. And I think the batter's definitely out. He was attempting to bunt.
Kudos to Joe Homan. Nice play down there at third to running back and get the out. But it was a foul ball.
It was a foul ball. Right, so we got the out.
Colin Foster was right off the get-go.
Oh, yeah. So that's a strikeout there and the attempted bunt. They're out number one. We still have Dylan Frunning at second, and we have Aaron Lange at first. And now we roll back to the top of Jake Kanapke, who struck out looking his first time up in the top of the first. So one away here. Top of the third inning. No score. Runners at first and second for the Redskins.
Infield, make them knock it down here. Knock her down. Make them two hits.
I don't know what I'm giving that Lange boy with that ground ball to Kobe. I think that would...
Gotta be an error.
Gotta be an error, right?
Yeah. Because he should have at least just charged it and got the out.
Yeah, he could have got an out. Yeah, that's kind of what I had in my head, but... Oh, there's a squibber. Going to be a tough play right here. Garrett comes up, fires to first base. Nice play right there by Garrett Fowler. It was another full swing off the end of the bat number that rolls about 10 feet in front of the plate, and Garrett comes out like a rocket, scoops it up, and fires to first. It does move the runners to second and third, but now we've got two outs.
Copy, Garrett Fowler can catch.
Garrett Fowler can catch.
Yeah, he is. That was an athletic play right there.
Absolutely, he can catch. That was a beautiful play by that young man.
All right, come on, get out of here. Come on.
So now we got a base open here at first base with runners at first and or second and third. And the number two hitter, Riley Deitch, who's a very dangerous hitter, Bobby. He's a good little player for the San Diego Redskins. And his dad's a good guy and played a lot of softball with him, and I guarantee you he's here somewhere. That was taken a little high and outside for ball one.
They're going to go ahead and walk.
Yeah, we're going to do an intentional walk. Probably not a bad idea, and that's going to bring Sam Layfeld to the plate. So Coach Kapp decided, let's just load him up here and see if we can get the force out of any bags. So that moves Frunning down to third, Andrew Lange at second, and obviously with the walk, Riley Deitch down to first. So bases juiced here, two outs, top of the third, and Sam Layfeld, the number three batter, comes up. That's taken high for ball one. Redskins with a chance to do some damage here with a base hit, Bobby. That's going to score a couple runs, but our goal here is to knock this thing down and get it out. That one's popped up and out of play down the right field line for a one.
Billy B's got that one, boys. Nope, Jonas Foote says I got
Jonas says I get that one.
Jonas, the boys are back. There's Don, the commissioner's here.
Commissioner's up here before. Talk to him a little bit. There's a 1-1, stays outside. Her ball didn't quite come in there, and that's going to be two balls and a strike with two away here. Big at bat, big pitch, big time part of the game here.
It's big.
It's just big. Here comes the pitch, and that's hit hard out towards left center field, and that's going to fall in there for a base hit. That's going to score one. Will comes up with it. That's going to score two, and he's going to have runners at first and third. Big hit there by Sam Layfeld, and that's going to drive in the game's first runs. So base hit there, and that gets Deitch all the way over to third. And Frunning comes in to score. He led the inning off with a hit. And then Andrew Lange comes in to score, and he reached on an error. So 2-0 ball game here, and that's going to bring the number four hitter, Mark Seifring, to the plate.
Jerry rolled the dice there, Calpe, and he walked the Deitch kid and get to the number three hitter. And a good hitter makes him pay, lines a base hit in the left, and skins up 2-0.
That's exactly what happened. So now they got a little action here at first and third. Sure, the Indians got a play on, but we're not going to fire one down. He may. I mean, the way Garrett's been throwing this ball, he may fire it the second, try to get him out. I don't know how fast Sam Layfeld is, but I've watched Garrett throw out the first two guys that tried to steal against him. We saw one Monday night, and we saw one Tuesday night. There he goes. Hit and run was on, and he fouls that one out of play down the right field line. The ball's two strikes, two away here, top of the third. Redskins picked up a couple of runs there on a big hit by Sam Layfeld.
Where you parked at?
Well, no, I probably have a broken windshield. I'm down there.
All right.
Yeah, so it's pretty close. Where'd you park?
I'm straight behind. No, straight behind. I didn't want to park in the grass. I didn't know. I don't know what you're thinking.
That was a little bit low and in the dirt. Nice scoop by Garrett. Good pitch right there. No balls on him. We had plenty of time, so try to see if we could chase a low one, and that's 1-2. We don't have our signs up out in the outfield. We don't have a purple monster up.
What's going
on? Here comes the pitch, and that's a ground ball over towards Kobe. Kobe picks it up, and he fires over to first, and that's going to be out number three in the inning. But, hey, they had a little damage done there. They picked up a couple of runs here, and now the Indians got to play catch-up, down 2-0.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of inning number three. Indians coming from behind now. We got to play a little catch-up. Skins get two in there, half of the third. It is 8-9-1. It's Kobe Wendell, Regan Martin, and Ryan Post for Jerry Kopp's Indians. Times basketball game tonight. 7 o'clock first game usually, 7-9. Michigan State.
Duke plays tonight.
Duke, yeah. First pitch outside. Duke's 9:30 game.
I'd say 7 o'clock, yeah, probably. Yeah, first game. Probably.
Yeah. It's kind of nice, boy, last night. What a great day yesterday. Watch the Reds and watch some basketball. And Kobe, don't get your head down there, buddy. You ain't never going to get a call if you do that to an umpire, especially Trent Beckman.
Yeah, try to show him up a little bit. Yeah. So that wasn't a strike.
Yeah,
trust me, he knows what's
1-1. Just exactly right. One ball, two strikes. Big strike zone. He's been consistent.
Yeah, that's exactly right. As long as he's the same on both sides, it's a fair ball game.
1-2 to Kobe for the Indians. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. One up, one down. That brings up number 9 hitter Regan Martin. That is 6 K burgers.
6 punch outs.
Yep. Through 2 1/3. Okay, so when you play music like that, you should automatically be set to the bench.
That's your walk up song. Not real crazy about himself.
Swing and a miss.
A little late there. A little tardy on that swing.
Yep. Number 9, Regan Martin, center fielder for your Indians. Indian baseball at Fort Recovery. Indians are back in action tomorrow at 11 o'clock in a single game. That's fouled back. That one got the Durango. That's it. Listen.
Hey, you remember that guy at Lincoln View when he had all the sound effects a couple years ago when we were there?
He was back. Got him again?
He got them all.
Yeah. I hit one. Did it? What color?
Green SUV.
Oh,
nice job, Regan. Oh, nice. What a play.
Regan hit it on the absolute button. Wow. Nice play by the shortstop.
I think it's Jake and Ampey.
Is that Jake and Ampey? Nice play, Jake. Who's the shortstop?
Shortstop's Froning.
Froning. You have no idea, do you?
Look at my butt. Flip that over one time to take a at that. If we could put that picture out there and everybody could see it, they'd know I'm a...
Here's Ryan Post. No, we can't.
We got no room.
We got... Oh, yeah, this got to go on Twitter.
Thank you, Tommy G, for messing up my book. Heaven forbid I'd flip a page and start over.
Swing and a miss.
As long as you hashtag that, thanks, Tommy G.
That's inside.
We'll probably go down and pick up some fish somewhere, boys. Belly starting to rumble. Had a mahi-mahi sandwich this afternoon for lunch.
I had mahi-mahi down in Florida. It was the best stuff I've ever had.
Yeah?
That's outside to the screen. Full count.
I had broiled vegetables today, kind of grilled vegetables. I love them.
Really?
I can eat the crap out of that, yeah.
I'm out again on that. Got him. In the inning, no runs, no hits.
Got to swing it back, boys. Don't complain going back to the dugout. He's been calling her that way for three innings.
Yeah, let her rip. In the inning, nothing.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
I just figured out what the problem is,
buddy. What do you got, buddy?
I usually do. There's a rocket, first pitch rocket base hit off of Cody Schoenberry for Isaac Ontrop. Problem is, you always do the opposing team, and I do the Indians.
Okay.
So we're costing ourselves a couple of runs here.
All right.
So we're backwards?
We're backwards.
Fast backwards.
Right?
Yep.
Man. No, I don't think so. That's right.
Is it?
I usually do the Indians, I think.
No, I was the other way last week.
Whatever the case. I thought maybe it was us.
Well, we got to be thinking outside the box here.
Absolutely.
Well, we opened this top of the fourth inning with a line shot right over Ryan Post's head at shortstop for Ontrop, and that brings Ethan Tiemann to the plate. Ethan squares to a bunt and moves the guy. He pulls back for ball number one.
Ethan Tiemann had a hell of a basketball season.
Yes, he did.
He really carried that team there towards the end.
Him and that Kanapke boy, that Jake Kanapke, yeah. I thought was pretty tough, too. And obviously, when we played him, both of the Meekham boys got to us. There's a curveball a little high, and that's ball two.
Do you eat a butterscotch?
I've had two.
Oh, really?
Well, we're not going to run out. Look at that bag back there. We got a bushel.
How about that one beside you? You going to suck on that thing? Or?
I got three of them out for myself.
Well, hey, brother, you need one?
Nope, I'm good.
You're gonna be
that one's popped up. Back out of the screen here, and that's going to be on top of the Drango.
I'm a little worried. Now, Colin said that thing was a green SUV.
If he's colorblind, it could have been a gray.
Well, mine's gray.
Mm-hmm. Two balls, one strike here. 2-0 ball game in favor of the Redskins.
No.
That one gets in the dirt, and that's going to be a tough play for Garrett. He does fire down there, and I tell you what, he has got an absolute cannon, Bobby. That kid was halfway to second base when he tried to fire that thing down there. And I mean, it was, he made it closer than it should have been. So now we got the runner moved up to second. And Tiemann no longer has to bunt. He can just fire away here. 3-1 count. Cody, settle down here. Let's just worry about getting some outs here. That one's ball four. A little bit low right there. So now we got runners at first and second. Nobody out. And that's going to bring Dylan Fleming to the plate. Dylan led off the third inning with a base hit, come around to score the game's first run.
Did you see Mono in that Blues retirement jersey last night? Classic Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan comes out and he says, "I'm sitting at home and I always watch the draft." And he said, "Whenever you never
perfect butt right there." Cody comes over, fires, and he gets him. He makes a nice play. Kobe had to jump up in the air and pick that, but he came down just in time.
So. That's a hell of a play, Kobe.
Absolutely, good play by Kobe Wendell. Does move the runners up. So on drop to third and teaming to second. Brennan goes down with a sacrifice. So anyhow, Tim Duncan.
So Tim Duncan's saying, he goes, "I'm sitting at home and I never watch the draft, but I decided to watch it because whoever pop drafts, we never know who it is." So, you know, and so he goes, "The first pick for the San Antonio Spurs, Emmanuel Ginobili." And you know, everybody started laughing, and it was really cool because then
that one's hit hard out towards right field. Cole's going to go back. He's going to make the catch. They're going to sacrifice, and here comes the runner, and that's going to be another run. So now Indians find themselves in a hole 3-0.
Well, good job by the Redskins, Calpy. Get them on, get them over, and get them in.
That's exactly what it's called.
And Dorner's been doing that for years. And you know, Jared Calp has too. And small ball gets it done. 3-0 Redskins.
So now Tiemann's over at third. Ontrop comes across the plate for the game's third run. And that's going to bring Kent Buescher to the plate. So Buescher with a chance to make this a four-run lead here with a base hit. The way Sam Liefeld's pitching, we're going to have to get him out of this ballgame or figure something out, because he's throwing nothing but good pitches the first three innings of this ballgame.
It'd be interesting to see Cody, because, you know, he never pitched last year. He started there Monday night, and he's back at him again on Friday night.
See how long that arm can hang in there.
I think Jerry's going to be
really fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he'll be fine. That is teed out there to right center field for another base hit, and that's going to bring in the game's fourth run. So Buescher struck out his first time up, makes up for that one with a line drive over Kobe's head there at second base, and that's going to score Tiemann to make it 4-0 in favor of the Redskins. And we roll back to the top to Jake Kanapke, center fielder for the Redskins. Just gotta settle down here. Get out of this mess here. Get it out. Two away.
Doing anything tonight?
Hanging out with my lady friend.
Not on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
That's what losers do.
Guess I'm a loser.
You do not hang with the girls on Friday night.
Saturday night gig.
You can do that on Saturday. Saturday's for the boys.
Oh, for the love of Jesus.
To completely change that?
Huh?
Completely change that around? I thought Sarah and I was date night.
Nope. She's going out with her friend tomorrow night. I'll find something to do.
Loser.
Bobby? Loserville.
Huh?
Loserville.
That's fun.
Who you date?
Brooke Garkey.
A loser.
Brooke Garkey.
She knows she's done a lot better.
Huh?
She knows she's done a lot better.
I don't know if she told her that.
Have you?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know if she knows. I bet you her dad knows that she probably could have done a little better.
Yeah. Is she listening?
I don't know.
I bet old
Carol listening. She's not a big baseball gal, so probably not.
Aww. Last night, Cole Wendell did it. I think his girlfriend was up here, wasn't
she? Yep. Peyton was up here.
Peyton's always up here. Peyton's a natural.
Peyton keeps stats for all softball games.
Peyton was doing book
really?
Last night.
Yeah, she did the book last night.
Yeah.
She does it. I know.
Did he finish the whole game or did he leave?
They left with 2 innings left.
There goes a runner. Here comes a throw down to second base. And I'm telling you, Ryan's got to make that catch. He had him dead. That ball was 3 feet on the first base side of, and Ryan was there, and all he had to do was scoop it up, put the tag on him, and Bobby, he'd had him.
Yeah, and Kobe was sleeping there, too. He didn't go back and back up. He was still standing there at second base, so.
Indians got some fundamentals there.
Terry will bring it up.
Young team.
Guarantee you they'll talk about that play right there. So Buescher now over to second base. Taking happy still a batter. 2-0 to him. 4-0 ball game here. Redskins on top of the Indians in the top half of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. Nice pitch right there for strike.
By the way, two balls, two strikes. That last pitch was looked like down the middle.
Yeah, I don't know. This is wild right now, folks. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. I think they know what this is wild means. Who'd we have to teach that to, Bronny?
Yeah, he had no idea. Peyton was loving that last night.
Well, this is wild? That one's a smidgy outside. Now they go to 3-2. Big pitch right here. Sixth batter of the inning so far here for the Skins. Here comes the pitch. That's a swing and a miss. Nice job by Cody to get out of that inning. So they do pick up a couple more runs, Bobby, and I think you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the heat on you. We need some runs on the bottom half of the fourth.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of diabetic therapeutic shoes. Our pharmacists will measure, fit, and mold both shoes and inserts to fit the individual's needs. Kalp Pharmacy reimbursement specialists will bill your diabetic shoes directly to Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 to learn more about diabetic shoes and to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of inning four. It's St. Henry leading 4-0. Indians with 2, 3, and 4. Centerberry, Fowler, Ian Holman. Facing Sam Layfield. Sam has been pretty good so far. Through three innings, he has struck out 7 hitters. So, Indians have had a hard time getting the bat on the ball. 2, 3, and 4. For the Indians. Throwing a couple more pitches. Trent Backman's looking on. Wipes off home plate. We're ready to go. Lefty versus lefty.
You wait till you see Ian's walk-up song.
I heard it.
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, yeah.
Yep.
Somebody has that on the pros this year.
Hmm.
Yeah. Here we go. Shinnerberry fly ball left field. Had him played perfect. One up, one down. First pitch of inning four. That brings Garrett Fowler to the plate. Garrett struck out looking his first time up. Anything going on this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be working tomorrow morning, and that's probably... I'll go out to the camper a little bit, see what's happening out there at the pond, try a little fishing.
There you go. Supposed to cool off, then. Sunday's supposed to get cool, and then next week, I think it's supposed to get a little nicer. We got some games next week?
I'm sure we do.
First game's Thursday next week.
What?
Really?
We don't have a game till Thursday next week?
That's what I was told.
My God, it is. Parkway Panthers at home.
I'll be damned. It's going to be our first league game? Has to be, huh?
Bring on the Panthers. They won last night, 10-4, I think.
They won the night before at extra innings.
Ground ball hit hard to short. Good hop.
Fires it across.
Gets him by a step. 6-3. Two outs. It brings Ian home to play. Ian's got the Indians lone hit. Number 16, first baseman for Fort Recovery. Ian off to a good start here, but we got to work on his walk-up song.
I haven't heard of any of these walk-up songs.
You've heard of Baby Shark, ain't you?
I got it.
Well, my grandkids, they think that's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Fly ball, center field. Center fielder comes in, and he has it. A quick and easy inning for Layfield. Four in the book, St. Henry leads it 4-0.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside the counts.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglund, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Good to go. All right, we're back. You're getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. Indians need to get some better defense going here. We're not playing too bad, but we're down 4-0. We need some runs. Sam Liefeld keeping us in check on that. So Cody goes back out there for his fifth inning of work. And they're gonna he's going to face Riley Deitch, Sam Liefeld, and Mark Seifring, first three batters. It's going to be 2-3-4. Big inning here for Cody to get out of here.
That popcorn's good, Bobby.
It's solid popcorn.
Son of a gun.
Hit the old spotteroo. Umpire Trent Bettman takes his spot back here, and we're getting ready to go.
Neil Big Fence, there's our boss walking by.
He is the boss and owner and operator of Fort Carter Radio.
So he's coming up. What'd we do wrong?
Yeah, I guarantee he's going to say something to me.
Yeah, we did something wrong.
Don't doubt us, Neil.
We do the best we can.
He opens that door, I'm just going to knock him out of the booth.
Here comes the first pitch at the top of the fifth inning. Goes down in the dirt for ball one. Oh, there we go. Got the old baseball games coming up. Obviously, we do play tomorrow. That one's hit out towards right center field. Regan Martin. Bobby, I'm telling you, he covered
Billy Hamilton.
Yes. That right there, my friend. Will Humlin, if you're listening, I'm afraid this guy might be a little faster than you out there.
Billy Hamilton.
Yes. He covered a lot of ground there, made a heck of a play on a ball that probably would have fell for a hit in most ball games. So one up, one down. Deitch goes down with a fly ball out to right center. Routine catch for Regan Martin, and that's going to bring Sam Liefeld to the plate. He fouls one right back at us. Wow. I'll tell you what, he covered some ground out there, Bobby. That's pretty impressive. I mean, he's almost as fast as you out there.
I mean, I like to brag, but when I get him moving.
Yeah, you did caught that. I know you would. Here comes the 0-1. Nice piece of hitting right there. He was a curveball jamming him, and he fought that baby off and knocked it out to left field for a base hit. So,
that's Joey Votto hit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's almost what it looked like. So Liefeld down to first base.
Number 19, too. And he's a lefty.
Oh, my God. Everything's lined up.
Whoa.
We got two moons tonight. You ain't going to be able to see them. Going cloudy. Right? It is what it is. Mark Seifring coming up to the plate with one on here.
Colin Foster sound asleep back here behind us.
He's warm.
Yeah.
Again, it's all warmed up.
All cuddled up here.
He's well, cute as a 10 speckled puppy, too.
Look at that curveball. That baby stays up high over the old Garrett's head.
No problem, bud. We'll let him know how the game ended up.
We'll wake him up.
I'll wake him up, tell him how the game ended up. Get back in your car, Colin.
It is nice in here.
Can't complain. That was going to be a quick snap throw down to first. And, oh, Bobby, I thought we had a shot at him right there. Nice job by Garrett. We haven't seen one of them for a few years. With remember old Blake Boopin? He used to have that quick snap throw down to first base. Son of a gun.
He threw a guy out last night.
Yeah.
Snap throw to first?
Yeah.
Dude. That was to finish the game.
Wow. How nice is that? This guy's getting, he's a mess down there first. They're making Sam Lierfeld dirty, I can tell you that. Two diving plays and the execs, and another one. Trying to get him leaning. One ball, no strikes to Mark Seifert, Isaac Ontrop on deck for the Redskins. Here comes the pitch. Now one's hit out towards right field. Ian got a chance at this. Ian going back fast towards the tree, and that's going to fall in there between him and Cole Greasy. Just in a spot where nobody could get at it. One ball, one strike now.
I'm thinking it's a little wet over there.
Yeah, it is wet over there in that corner out by that gate. Now, will they put tarp on tonight? I bet they will.
Yeah.
How does Tate put it on?
Half hour?
I don't think it takes that long. No. I think they could see the whole team out there, and they lay it out, unfold it, and drag it, and cover it. I think they can put it down to about 10-15.
I know in past years they had them take the tarp off during lunch at school.
Just to get it aired out.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So I don't think it takes too long.
No, it takes longer to put it away than it does put it on. There goes the runner. Eric comes up. He is going to fire it down the second, and that's going to be a little late. He bobbled that maybe a little bit too long and couldn't get it out of his glove, and that's going to be a stolen base for Sam Lierfeld. So he goes down the second. With one away now, and we got Mark Seifert still at the plate with a two-ball, one-strike count. Inning's down by four. We got three more chances at it. Bunch of goose eggs up there from Mr. Lierfeld to the Indian side, and that's going to be ball four. So now we got runners at first and second. And that's going to bring Isaac Ontrop to the plate with Ethan Thiemann on deck. Coach Kyle's going to come out and take a little talk here with Cody, see what he comes up with, see how he feels.
Man steals Little Debbie snacks truck, eats nothing.
Didn't eat any of them?
Just what Colin Foster had when he brought it?
Blueberry muffin. Probably Little Debbie.
Was it Little Debbie?
Little Debbie, no.
Huh?
No.
Hostess. Was it Hostess?
My baby smelled good.
If you're going to steal a Little Debbie truck, you got to get a honey bun, don't you?
Well, I would eat those little, almost look like,
the chocolate swirly?
Yes.
White
well, that's, what's that called?
Oh, I love those things.
Oh, my God.
That sounds good. Brand new pitcher.
Yeah, we do. We got coming in here.
Regan?
Yeah.
Yep, Regan Martin coming in from center field. He's going to try it a little bit on the mound.
I came laughing.
Great kid. Hey, let's give a little break here. We'll pay some bills with some commercials, and we'll be back in a little bit. We'll give Mr. Martin a little time to warm up on the mound.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Miracle Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked pollock for only $5. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the pollock. That same great fish they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded pollock with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $5 every Friday evening during Lent. You can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $5. 375-4274.
All right, we're back here, top of the fifth inning. We're going to have a pitching change. Like we said, Regan Martin comes in. I think Cody just went out to center field. I believe that's the only thing we did, didn't we?
Flip-a-roo?
Yeah, switcheriski. Still busy eating popcorn, trying to get a little
nice job by the Holman family on the seats tonight.
Oh, man. Some of the best I ever had.
Yeah.
So here we go with runners at first and second. Regan coming into a jam here in the fifth inning, and that first pitch is going to go inside, and that's going to hit Mr. Ontrop, and that's going to be loaded bases, Bobby.
Just letting them know who's boss.
Absolutely. This is what my fastball feels like on your elbow. Now, get your butt down there. So with one away, bases loaded, the Indians looking, we got a double play would be big here. Here comes the pitch. That one's low and in the dirt. Ethan Thieme in the batter, Dylan Fronting on deck. Indians can't get any offense going here against old Mr. Liefeld. Maybe this inning will come up. And that one's popped up. That's going to be just out of play over by the batting cage, and it lands right on top of the batting cage. I would have to think this is, I mean, I didn't see Regan pitch before, so is this an inaugural? I'd say. Okay. Pitched some JV last year, maybe. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a rocket out towards center field. Cody's going to go back, and he's going to make a nice play on for out number two, and that is going to score a run from third. So we get the out. Sacrifice fly by Ethan Thieme.
I think they put Cody in left, and they have Riley Will in center now.
I can't see who it is. Is that Cody out in left?
Yep, I think
so. All right, so nice play by Riley Will. Runners stay at first and second. And so now with two outs, that's going to bring Dylan Fronting to the plate. 5-0 ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. High cheese, can't lay off of that, and that's right through the Durango's windshield. Who are you down here taking a picture?
Where you at, bub?
Right here, right by the trash can down here.
We got... He's low.
He is. He's down.
Is that one of your guys calling?
No, that's Sean's.
Ooh, that's a ground ball. Nice job by Regan Martin. Ground ball right back to him. He comes in. He gets a couple outs. He does have to give up a run on the sacrifice fly, but
that's Sean.
Limits the damage. And after the end of 5.5 in the books, Bobby, we're down 5. You need to get me some runs.
Bad.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of inning 5. Indians need 5 to get even, Calpy, and it is the 5, 6, and 7. Joe Oman, Riley Will, Cole Greasy for Jerry Calp's Indians.
Sounds like runs to me, brother.
I'm in. Layfield has been really good so far, although he didn't strike anybody out the last inning, so that's a plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's hit a couple hard balls. This is the second time around seeing. Let's see if Joe can line him up. Joe will sacrifice bunt his first time up. Indian third baseman Joe Homan. His brother listening on Fort Recovery Radio tonight.
Big Ben.
That's a strike at the knees. How's everything going to town, bud?
Good.
Actually, town run good.
Is it?
Yep.
Pretty status quo.
Yep.
We had our solicitor resign, and she went to prosecuting office there in Salinas, so we had to hire a new
solicitor. So our solicitor was Aaron Meyer?
Yep. Aaron, okay. Aaron took a job with the Matt Fox and the prosecuting attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So we hired another Aaron from Judy Kessler's office. I was at the first meeting she came to. I had to go to the health department meeting in Salinas. So I only got to talk to her for a little bit.
She a Fort Cover girl?
I think she is a Marie Stein girl, if I remember correctly.
1-2. Bottom of the fifth. Ground ball.
Here we go.
Left field. By the way, Big Joe leading off inning five with an base hit. That brings Riley Will to the plate. Riley struck out swinging his first time up. Full Greasy on deck. You got M&M's too.
Mm-hmm. Oh. This is a carver, don't you? We're going to make noise. We're going to make noise now. Don't worry, folks. There's M&M's. Peanut M&M's.
I mean, they're not honey buns or them cakes. Throw over, runner back. Coach Feely down there at first. Jerry Kyle down third. 2019 Indian baseball. Indians come in 2-1 on the young campaign. That one's inside to hit him. Grazed him. Anyway, right, Calpy?
Absolutely. Now we got two runners on here and nobody out. This could be our inning.
Here comes Cole Greasy. Kobe on deck. Boy, that was close to hurting.
I didn't think it hit him. Must have caught his jersey or something.
Yeah, he must have. It was about at his knees.
Mm-hmm. And it was a rocket.
You button here or are you swinging away?
Well, we need five runs, so.
Swing and miss.
Obviously, need one or two, we're going to bunt, but needing five, we need hits.
Coach Cap flashes that sign down there in third. Greasy steps in the batter's box. Layfield gets a sign, and the 0-1, he fakes the throw back to second. Everybody back. Got a few screamers in the dugout.
We're happy about that.
Yeah.
And a
pitch.
He
does squeeze, and that one hurt. Bunted, and it was into the Indians' dugout, 0-2.
Tough jab to that, baby.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Jab at it. Looked like he hit it right off the end of the bat, like a stinger stick. Yeah.
0-2. They fell looks runner back to second and the pitch. Swinging a miss. Got him.
Quick throw down to second. Man, I tell you what, that was a great play right there.
So Greasy down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Runner still at first and second. Here's 23, Kobe Wendell.
Pretty slick play there by St. Henry. Joe was getting a secondary lead, and he threw that baby back. And that, did you see Sam just kind of get out of the road and let that ball go through? Pretty slick.
I mean, it was all right.
Pretty slick play, I thought.
We're safe.
Yeah.
Lights on here at Port Recovery. One out here. Bottom of the fifth. That's a strike at the knees on 23. Kobe struck out swinging his first at bat in the third. Regan Martin on deck. Regan come in to pitch last inning. Replacing Indian starter Cody Shinnerberry. Pop foul. Over by the vehicles. 0-2, Kobe in a hole. Got a battle here, kid. There's a kid down there. Look at that, shorts. Come on. A little chilly.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss. Kobe goes down swinging.
Who would be wearing shorts right now?
Yeah, I'm with you, brother.
It's Regan Martin. Regan lined hard to the shortstop on a diving catch his first time up. And then top of the order, Ryan Post on deck. And Indians need a big hit here.
Yeah, let's roll the top here with these runners on and see once what happens.
We got to get a run in here. Get on the board. Layfield settled in. He struck out 11. That's outside. No, he struck out 9. 9 batters he struck out so far. 4 2/3. And a pitch. Outside.
Too low. Good eye.
We'll take him on there for leadoff hitter.
Absolutely.
And the 2-0. That's right down the middle of the plate.
You're taking all the way there.
Absolutely. 2-1. Two outs. Bottom of inning 5. Indians in the bottom end of a 5-0 score. Throw over to first. Runner steps back.
like me to run across blade here this inning, Bobby.
Me? I'm with you there, big
at least,
dog.
At least one.
It's your game momentum, man.
Get rid of that goose egg. That's right.
Two balls and a strike, two outs. Sam Liefeld gets a sign from his catcher. Regan waves that bat around in the pitch. Fouled.
Off the face mask of the catcher.
2-2. Two out. JB is sound asleep.
Has to be. After eating all that fish.
We only talk about you because we love you, folks. Unless your name is Neil Spencer. Foul.
All right, hang in there, Regan. Hang in there, baby.
Where's the boss man at? Oh, there he is. He'll be on his way up. He's mad because we didn't say anything about the Miracle Lane. He's talking about what, some good fish.
I have headphones off. I didn't know.
Yeah, you got a producer show.
I agree with you. Not bad.
And a 2-2. In the dirt. Full count. Then he's trying to get a little momentum going here.
Runners will be going here, Bobby.
Come on, Regan. Base hit here, kid. Sophomore.
Just keep battling.
Regan's going to be a real... He already is. Fouled back. Nice job, buddy. That one got...
Probably
nothing.
No.
Out of the range. Regan's got a chance to be a good three sports star.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously football, he's a great receiver. Basketball, he's got some skills there, and now here he is playing baseball.
Oh my God. In the inning. No runs. A hit. Two left. And after five, my partner didn't think much of the call. Say Henry 5 for recovery 0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
I will say one thing about our boss.
Yeah.
We ain't going around on ink pens.
And if we get cough, we got enough cough drops to...
Our throat should be well lubricated.
I might eat one just for the hell of it now.
Has been here since 2000. When we start?
No.
He gets new cough drops all the time.
Does he really?
Yeah. I'll try one. Eat these cough drops. He brings them up to us. Are they the same kind? Triple soothing action.
Yeah, he gets the same kind.
He's out pharmacy 239. You know he's like six.
Why do I would if I worked there?
He ain't paid for one cough drop ever.
All right, what's going on in the ballgame? Regan Martin back out there on the mound. Taking over for Cody Shinneberry in the last inning. Come in, snuck out and out there for us. Big time play. So, first pitch in there for a strike. No balls and a strike to the first batter, Andrew Lange. And there's a rocket down the first baseline, and about 6 inches foul. We could see Ian's eyes from up here. It was like that guy on Major League when that guy bunts. Oh, the old, you know what?
Yep.
That thing was an absolute missile down the line, and Ian had zero chance to get to that ball. Ken Buescher on deck. Then we roll back to the top of Jay Kanapke here in the top half of the sixth inning. 8-9-1. No balls, two strikes here to Lenge. Hey, got a pretty decent curveball, too, if he can figure out how to start that baby at his... at that batter's waist, he can cut that right across the plate. That's the first one I saw. Lange, the second baseman for the Skins. Thinking just a little bit high. Garrett framed that baby for a while, thinking maybe Trent would give him that punch out, but he didn't. Two balls, two strikes. Ooh, man, that's why we wear face masks, folks. Little nipper right back in the... Man. Hanging in there, still two balls, two strikes. Nobody on. Indians ahead, getting beat here, 5-0. Top half of the sixth inning. Here comes a 2-2. And he punched him out. Nice job right there. Great pitch. Strikeout number one for Regan, and that's going to bring Kent Buescher to the plate.
You know, can I just say something?
Yeah.
You know, we're down here 5-0, but I've been impressed with the Indians so far this season. You know
what? You know what?
We got some young kids here that got some talent.
Well, and I have to be 100% honest.
Mm-hmm.
When we came into this week and we saw who we had to play, I didn't think... I mean, obviously the worst we can do is 2-2.
Yeah.
So I didn't think we'd be 500. Let's put it that way. So I'm tickled to death.
Yep. And we've got some young arms here, and the kids play good defense, and they battle at the plate. And
I have no complaints with any of the pitching that I've seen.
Nope.
I mean, the only blip that we saw was obviously Riley, who we think is going to be one of our better pitchers. He just had zero control there Monday night in Salinas. So not worried about him. I'm sure he'll be back. And what else we've seen from our pitchers has been pretty good. There's a fly ball out towards Riley Will in center.
You know he's going to drop it since we're bragging him on.
Cam said
that out. Pitch him in the head.
Off his shoulder. Yeah, it's I'm sure Coach Jerry's aware of, you know, we don't have 9 seniors on our team like we had last year. So it's to be expected. To have a couple of, you know, you got to learn, man. So we roll back to the top here with Jay Kanapke in the top half of the sixth inning. Jay is struck out looking, grounded out to the first baseman, and he struck out swinging. So he's 0-3. And he pops that one up foul. Joe Holman got a chance at this. He goes over to the line, and by golly, makes the play. Nice job, Joe Holman.
Nice job, Regan.
And a great job by Regan to come in there. 3-up, 3-down. Coach Kopp comes out or meets him at the foul line and says, hey, nice job, kid. So that wraps up the top half of the sixth inning, and I'm going to keep the book right here.
All right.
And see if I can't get us some runs in the bottom half of the sixth.
I like your thinking.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We'll be back in a bit.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
All right, here we go. I'm going to try to get us a couple runs here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. We're going to roll back to the top with Ryan Post, Cody Schinnenberry, and Garrett Fowler, first three batters, facing Sam Liefeld, who's done nothing but stellar so far on this dreary, cloudy, drizzly night. But we're starting to see him a little better, and I think I can...
You visualizing a run here?
I'm picturing something here. That ball was popped up and just about hit that boy right there in the back of the head. He had no idea it was coming. Popped foul. No ball on a strike.
So when Dietrich hit that home run last night, you guys fired up?
Oh, baby. So it was 40,000 other people. We were going nuts, I'll bet.
It was a good call, too, by Tommy.
Well, we were all expecting Kemp to come in and hit.
Yeah.
And eventually, Kemp's got to come in and do a pinch hit. And then when he come in off the, we're like, and Buppy said, I'm telling you, I was reading about him. He's hitting the ball good. And boom.
He was fired up.
Yes, he was, man. I don't know who was more fired up. I'm sure he was more fired up than anybody, but it was so cool to watch him around them bases. Everybody was high-fiving, when
so on something like 40,000 opening day and 44,000, how long did it take to get in the stadium? Is that a zoo?
We got in line. That's popped up. Looks like shortstop's going to come in and make an easy play for out number one against Ryan Post. And he does. Last year I walked into the stadium right when they opened it because I like to go in and see the festivities and stuff. And this year we were a little bit late because when we got to our hotel here, our hotel was actually on the parade route. So we couldn't get to our hotel. Oh, yeah. So we ended up parking in a different parking garage and walking down. But we were a little late getting down there. And by then, I'd say the line was from where we're sitting here in the press box to second base.
Okay.
To get in. Yeah. So
they're moving pretty quick through there, though.
Yeah, and it's... obviously, everybody's used to it now, but it's there's a hard hit ball out towards center field. Looks like center fielder is going to come up and have room for it, and that is Jake Knappy out there making a play. Two up, two down. And that's going to bring Garrett Fowler to the plate. And, you got to go through all the ladies' purses to look in there now. And you got to go through a metal detector and all that stuff. It's frustrating we got to do that, but that's today's world. So that slows things down a little bit. But, it's amazing. Nobody has a nice pitch right there by Liefeld in there for a strike. I'd say more than half the people don't have tickets. They just have them on their phones.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But.
It's a new thing, ain't it, Bo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ground ball between third and short. Shortstop comes in, gets down on knee, comes up with it, and makes a great play, but just a little bit outside for the first baseman, and I don't think he was going to get him anyway, so that's going to be a base hit for Garrett Fowler in my book. So we get a runner on, and that's going to bring Ian Holman to the plate. And I'm
not our third hit, Calpy?
He got us down as... That'd be our fourth. He had two the last inning.
Okay.
But really, we didn't have two. We just got a hit by pitch, right? Riley Will got hit. So we just had one hit. That's our third hit. You are correct. So I'm down to my last out if I'm going to get us a run here in the bottom half of the sixth inning.
You got a runner on.
Ian Holman's up to the plate. Here comes the pitch, and he chases at it, pops it up. It's out towards right field. Right fielder coming over, and does fall in there.
Get it. All right.
So, right fielder comes over nonchalantly, and I thought he was going to make a play on that, yeah. Bobby, and evidently it fell right behind him. So is that another hit? From my standpoint, I don't know if he touched it. We're going to give him a hit in our book. Our book doesn't mean anything anyway. So now we got him at first and third. And Big Joe humming up to the plate.
Come on, Joe.
Joe's got one of our hits. He got a hit last inning. He led the inning off with a base knock. So
time is called. I think the inning's going to have a pinch runner at first, too.
For Ian.
Yes. Looks like number three.
Who's Riley three? Post. Riley.
Is that Riley?
It.
I think we're going to take Sammy out. He's still standing on the mound, though, so. Owner's going to come out and talk to his pitcher a little bit. Gary's got everybody over at the third baseline. Riley Post going to come in there and run for Ian.
I'll stay right here.
Yeah, Garrett's down there at third.
We're just talking.
That's what we do. Chilling.
Yeah.
So are you late? You know you're supposed to go to your lady friends. Are you late already? Or
no.
Let's call her?
No. Nope.
Text her?
Yeah.
Number, you want me to or you want to?
That, if you want to.
I mean, we just don't want you to get in trouble.
No. We're all good.
Are you guys going to eat?
I might bring her some food.
Huh?
She loves Bowling Alley Breadsticks.
Ooh, really? I do, too.
Big fan of those.
I'll say one thing about CP.
Yeah?
He has the best beard of anybody that's ever helped us.
Dude's got a pretty
Thank
good...
you.
Dude can grow a stash.
Yeah, he can. Well, Wes had a good look. Wes can grow a beard.
That's true.
Wes. They keep the big left-hander in there, Cappy. First pitches.
Well, I don't blame him the way he's been throwing.
Come on, Joe. Time on.
Joe's got to get in there and get a seat. We got runners at first and third.
Oh, my God.
Let's get him in here. Come on. Get him in here. Let's go. Here comes the play at the plate. Right. He's safe. And there goes Riley down to second, and he's safe. And nobody.
Oh.
That would have been a race right there, wouldn't it? Nobody was covering third, and Riley was hightailing it around second. So the play started with a pickoff move to first, and I'm not so sure that they didn't have Riley kind of leaning, Bobby.
They absolutely did, but he one-hopped it, and the ball got away just far enough for the Indians to get it right.
Absolutely. So that makes the score 5-1. Whew! Put the heat on myself right there to get us a run.
You did good.
So Riley's down at second base now. We got two outs. Big Joe back up there again. He's got a no ball, one strike count on him.
Hit scores another one here with Riley out there in second. Riley,
and now we're back in this ball game, Bobby. We get a base hit here. We're down a couple of runs, and you never know.
I wanted Riley to get third there.
That would have been a cool foot race.
Can't make that.
Outside. Riley Post's secondary lead is almost halfway to third.
Yeah, he ain't scared, is he?
No. He better keep an eye on this catcher because he's got himself a pretty good arm back there, too. Here comes a 1-1. It was a little tardy on it, but he took a great rip at it, fouls it off. One ball, two strikes. Spencey says it's going to be a washout tomorrow. We ain't playing, but.
They were the only game in town tonight.
That's right. Ah, swing and a miss. Got him right there. Good cut again by Joe, but he comes up with nothing to show for it. But in the inning, the Indians pick up one run on a couple of hits. And after the end of six complete, Redskins 5, Indians 1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. Do you have a question about diabetes? At Kalp Pharmacy, we have pharmacists to answer your questions about diabetes, show you how to measure your blood sugar levels, advise you on nutrition, and provide you with critical information regarding the medication you are taking to manage your diabetes. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to schedule your personal diabetes consultation today and get the support you need to monitor and balance life with diabetes. Kalp Pharmacy HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance?
then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Back here, top half of the seventh inning. Bobby, we got to play a little defense.
Come on, buddy.
How about that Link boy? I was looking for Josh Link down here in the bench. Is he on the roster?
Riley? Or, yeah, Riley Link?
Parker Link was always a tough baseball player, remember?
Yeah, Parker was.
Nope. We don't. I'm not seeing a Link on the roster.
Let me dang. Ricky Martin back out in the mound. First pitch comes in there a little bit low for ball number one against Riley Deitch. Riley, a senior for the Redskins. Picks that one just a little bit high and inside. Two balls, no strikes. He'll be followed by Sam Layfeld and Mark Seifring. First three batters here for the Skins. Hide inside again, 3-0. Went down and got the popcorn, Bobby, and said hi to Big Lee Deitch down there. What a good guy. Four straight balls. And he's hightailed over to first base.
Lee Deitch is Riley's dad?
I'll
be dang.
So that's going to bring Sam Layfeld to the plate. Sam, obviously the pitcher for the Redskins tonight, throwing a great game. He's a dirty guy.
He's a little dirty, ain't he?
Yeah, he's a dirty guy. We made him dive there a couple times at first. With a runner on, nobody out. Ooh, wow, nice job, Ian, to scoop that up. Regan with a quick throw over to first, bounced about 8 feet in front of Ian, and popped right in his mitt. Thank goodness. I was taken high and outside to the left-handed batter. Regan's got some pop on it, Tom.
Yeah, he can fire it.
Yeah, he can bring some. He can bring some smoke. That one's fouled out of play.
Right past the light post.
Have you heard anything about how's our? We'll call him our Major League Baseball player.
Twitchy, haven't heard nothing.
Yeah, how's he doing?
No, Fee texted him. And he texted Harold back and said, things going good. And I think he said it was like a day after he sent it. He said, I think he's pretty busy.
We got a balk.
We got the old balk.
Be nice if the umpire would say, Regan, you can't do that, because I'm not sure he knows what he did. I didn't see it. I don't know what he was doing, but
I think he patted his shoulder as he was running down, so maybe he turned his shoulders before he should have.
I don't know. So Riley moves over to second base, and now he's in scoring position. They're trying to get that run back we got in the bottom half of the sixth. They fell with a chance now with a base hit. Could score that run.
Dan Brinsley's ground sold tonight, 45 acres.
Oh, yeah.
$585,000.
45 acres,
$585,000.
Holy
shmoes.
Not bad, huh? Pretty good coin. Here comes the 1-2. Rocket right over Joe's head. Here comes the runner. He's coming around the corner. Here comes Cody. He's going to fire it in, and that's going to be cut off, and that's going to score the run. So a nice piece of hitting by Sam Layfeld. He's down at first. Riley Deitch comes around to score, and that's going to make it 6-1. Good piece of hitting. That's going to bring Mark Seifring to the plate. Wonder who bought the land out there. That's
a post.
Right next to my woods. A post bought it. Well, Tom Post is out that way. Tony Post is out that way.
I think it's Tony.
That one gets passed. Ian, a quick throw down to first, and now we're getting a little sloppy, Bobby.
Yep.
So Sam goes down to second.
Let's get it out.
Nobody out here. Top half of the seventh inning. Indians trail by 5-6-1.
I know Coach Kopp would love for Regan to finish this thing off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would have to guess that if we do play ball tomorrow, it would probably be Big Joe back on the mound. He pitched Tuesday, so he'll be back on Saturday.
What is it? You get 3 days, you can pitch?
Something about 90 pitches, too. Yeah. They're both 390. I think CP had Big Joe down for 96 Tuesday night, didn't you?
Let's see.
I think you told me that.
Yep, 96 for Joe.
That was in the dirt. Nice stop by Garrett Fowler. I know Jerry said that, you know, we really didn't have any grass time before Monday night. You know, we played a little bit on the practice band field or band practice, and that one's hit and popped up out towards center field. Riley Will out there with the ball. He's going to make the catch, and he's going to fire it in, and the runner's going to stay put. So Layfield stays at second base, and that's going to be fly ball at 8. Center field for out number one, and that's going to bring Isaac Ontrop to the plate. Anyhow, you know, so on Wednesday, he said that Jerry told me Garrett he had some sore knees, and I believe that because he caught back-to-back nights, and he's a big tall kid, and one ball, no strikes. So Isaac Ontrop with Ethan Thiemann on deck here. And he's trailed by 5. Got to get out of this mess and get back in there and get the bats a-rolling. There's a ground ball over to Kobe Wendell at second. He comes up with it. Fires over to Ian Hellman for out number 2. That boy Kobe does move the runner with the right side ground ball. So Sammy down to third, 90 feet away for the game's 7th run for the Redskins if they can get him in. Ethan Thiemann steps in there. Ethan had a sacrifice, and he flew out to center field so far in this ball game. That was taken high. Oh, he did put a picture of my book, and everybody's making fun of it now.
A couple of retweets.
There's a ground ball. Tough play for Kobe. Nobody's covering first base. And that, my friends,
inexperience.
Yeah, that, my friends, is all about inexperience because that was a ground ball to the right side. Ian went after it. Kobe went after it. And Regan just watched it. So Regan's like, make a play, boys. But he has to realize that he's got to cover first on that play. So inexperience at its best. And that's going to bring Sam Layfield across the plate.
This is Braden Deal coming in.
Got a new...
Yep.
Oh, getting a batter. Okay. And that makes the score 7-1. Ethan down at first base. I'm going to have to give him a hit on that, Bobby, because it should be there, but... Give him a hit. Who'd you say it was? Sorry?
Deal.
Braden Deal. Braden Deal. New batter for the Redskins here in the top half of the 7th. 2 runs across the plate. They picked up 2 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, and now 2 here so far in the 7th. Indians lone run come here in the bottom half of the last inning. Here we have a score 7-1.
Hey, how's our JV team doing?
I think we've got 12 guys on that roster, too. And I thought that... I think they got beat by Salina.
Did they?
Yeah. Come on, Regan. Let's just worry about this batter. Let's get out of here. That one stays high. 1-1 to Braden Deal.
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 Let's make a deal?
Yeah.
All right. That was taken high also. Two balls and a strike now. Two outs. And you just need to get out of this, get up there, and do the best we can here in the bottom half of the seventh and see if we can't shake a couple runs in. Ooh, that one's inside, right at his head. I think it did hit him. Yeah, I thought it hit him. Young man sitting on the bench comes in. Takes one right, boinker, right in the ear hole. Yowzers. So now we got runners at first and second. Let's make a deal goes down to first. Ethan Thiemann to second. And that's going to bring Andrew Lange to the plate. With Buescher on deck.
Now, I think this Lange kid's a freshman.
Ooh, that one's inside, too. Come on.
Sophomore. No, junior. Oh, is he? Okay.
Yep. All right. Well, you were too far off.
No, a couple years off.
Damn near junior in college. That one swung on and popped up.
Smart aleck.
Right fielder coming over. Cole's making the play, and he makes the play out there for out number three. So that wraps it up for the Redskins here in the top half of the seventh. They do pick up a couple more runs. And we'll give the book back to Bobby and see if he can't pull something out of his butt here to try to get us a couple runs and move his ballgame into extra innings. Indians trail 7-1.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, here we go, bottom of inning seven. We need six to get even. And we're going to go at him with Riley Will, Cole Greasy, and Cody Wendell. New pitcher on the mound is number nine. We don't have him on the roster, so we're going to make a name up. Pick one.
How do we not have him on the roster?
Thanks, Craig, JV, Kitty, Brun Long. I don't know.
You're right. We know.
Number nine. Let's go, Jensen.
He looks like...
I thought I just heard Vanessa Kramer say Jensen.
Jensen?
I don't know. That's what I thought she said. Jensen.
Jensen on the mound.
The pitch. Stack on the corner. George? George Jensen. Here's Riley Wheeler. Riley has struck out swinging and walked to play appearances for the Indians. That's low in the dirt. 1-1. I'll be going over next week's action for the Indians.
We got a game tomorrow morning here at 11 o'clock, Bobby. We play Crestview coming to town, and then we have a little time off. We don't play until Thursday. Our first MAC game is going to be at Parkway. And you know what? You and I have done two games at Parkway. Last year, I swear to God, we played at Parkway because we took over for Big Rob Weaver on PG-14.
Yes.
Right? So we played at Parkway last year. We get Parkway again at Parkway this year. Friday, we got a home game against Houston. Oh, that's a killer. Houston's our hockey bob trip.
Yes. We got to move it.
We'll play at Houston.
Yep. Barb, if you're listening, let's get that game moved. Although I got to climb that hill. Buck killed me last year.
It's a tough one.
Ground ball back to the mound. George Jetson up. Fires it over. That's one up, one down.
Yeah, that's
good play by the big right hander.
We played Tino yesterday.
And?
Didn't pay for your trip?
No. My numbers hit. I hit my numbers. I picked two numbers. I played 14 and 25. Out of six chances, I hit those numbers. What are you looking for, Smith?
Nailed him. He didn't believe us.
Jackson Heath is the kid's name.
George Jetson.
Jackson Heath. I like George better.
I just
he's literally a junior, but he's not on that.
No, he's not on that, sir. But yeah, Buffy's number, bad. I don't know what he plays.
Buffy's a loser.
Yeah.
That's a strike. 0-2. To Cole Greasy? Kobe Wendell on deck. Indians with two more tries at him here. Trailing 7-1.
And then on Saturday next week, Bobby, after that Friday night game, and we head down to Franklin Monroe for 11 o'clock start on Saturday.
There we could hit a chunky bob or a made, right?
We'd make something work.
Yeah. Next Saturday?
And it's Saturday, so Friday would have been bad. We wouldn't have been able to go out and eat at Chunky Bob's Pizza Pie unless we get fish tacos.
No, we can go. We can. If you can eat meat, if the items are on top of the cheese on Fridays.
Yep. And it's dark.
Yes.
So it's like it's Saturday.
Right.
And you're not in your same zip code. I thought my nigger is a zip code thing, too.
Is there?
You get out of your zip code. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm in. That's a strike. 1-1.
Father Man, if you're listening to us, let us know if that's true. If we can eat the meat as long as it's on top of the
cheese.
Hey,
we got a new hitter here, 18. Who we got?
Mm-hmm.
Owen Shane. Owen Shane, pinch hitting for
Owen Shane. Man, we're not paying attention to the ball game right now. That's our last out, Bob.
All two strikes. Indians need a hit. Need runners. That's outside. 2-2. Indian Baseball Fort Recovery Radio. We want to thank our sponsors, Mega and Boston. Once again, thanks, Clayton, for coming up here and doing a great job on the board. Kid's a champ.
He is a champ.
Thank you. And the 2-2. That's a swing and a miss, but it goes to the backstop. But he's going to get on there. Owen Shane is on. Okay, swing. Fastball.
Gives Ryan a chance for another try.
He's Regan.
Oh, it's Regan. Huh? That looked like Ryan Post coming up.
Hey, here's what you want to do. Remember in the Bad News Bears, everybody's kind of walking away?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, a hit and a hit.
Never know.
And start walking back.
Yeah.
You feeling it or not?
I think we can do it.
Neil, you in or out?
I'm in.
Neil's in? You in?
Yep.
All in.
All right. Some peace on, man.
Cowboy went back and looked at the building at the swim pool. What a beautiful
thing. Isn't that,
oh, my goodness. Nice. What a beautiful addition to our parks. Folks, get your butts down there and check that out.
Check out that new community building. That is something else.
Ground ball, shortstop. Boot it. Throw over.
Nice play.
Got him. And that's the ball game. St. Henry wins it 7-1. We're going to take a break. Copy's going to come back with some stats.
Not many.
Nope, not many. We'll be right back.
Miracle Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked pollock for only $5. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad. Or you can choose shrimp instead of the pollock. That same great fish they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded pollock with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $5 every Friday evening during Lent. You can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $5. 375-4274.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
All right, we're back here to wrap things up on a Friday night here. Indians lose this one 7-1 to the St. Henry Redskins. And probably we just kind of ran into a buzzsaw with Sammy Lehfeldt. He threw a great game tonight for the Redskins, and we just couldn't get anything going. And Cody came out and started the game off well. The first couple of innings, three up, three down, both sides. And all of a sudden, they got a couple hits, strung a couple runs together, and we just couldn't get back. We just couldn't get back on the board, and we picked up a run there late in the game. But hats off to St. Henry and Sammy Lehfeldt. He threw a great game, and it is what it is.
Yeah, I think this Lehfeldt kid's he might be their ace or their number two. And I know they're not figuring on playing tomorrow, and they're figuring they don't play for a couple of days. Let's throw the ace, give him some innings.
I think they want to see
what he's good.
They're obviously, they just played their first game last night.
Yep.
So tonight was their second game, and fresh off there. Congratulations to them on their basketball run, and that was pretty awesome, too. So run over a couple stats. I see Cody had 80, what did he end up with? 71 pitches, and he started the game off good. We just, he'll be back out there. He's a gamer, man. I know he'll be back out there ready to roll. For the Redskins, they picked up 7 runs on 7 hits. They stranded 6 throughout the ball game. And for the Indians, obviously, we had our lone run. We only picked up 3 hits against the Lehfeldt boy, and 2 of them by Ian. Ian staying hot with that bat, and we stranded 5. We stranded 5 base runners, and Garrett Fowler scored our only run. He's led the... In the sixth inning, he got on with a base hit with 2 outs and came around to score there on that one pass ball. But, still young in the season. Indians fall to 2-2. St. Henry goes to 2-0. And we'll play them again. We'll see what we're like here in a couple of weeks when we get a little warmer weather.
That's right.
We ain't praying.
Well, we got 1 week into the season, Calpy, and I would say if you'd ask Coach Calp, he'll say, we'll take this first.
We'll take 2-2. Yeah,
we lost 9 starters, or 9 seniors.
Yeah.
We lost all of our pitching, and we come out here and we play Salina, we play Lincoln View, we play St. Henry, play Greenville, all solid baseball programs. We're 2-2, and I would guess you that down there that conversation right there is upbeat.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
It was upbeat even after we got beat there on Tuesday night. I was kind of walking past, listening a little bit. And Lincoln View was preseason number 2 in the state.
Yeah, right.
And we go in there. Of course, we're preseason number 14, 15, whatever it is, just because I think more of our last couple of years. But I think the boys was, like I said, they were fired up after that game. Yeah, we got beat, but we had our heads up and we're ready to play ball again. Obviously came back last night and got a victory.
Yep, that's right. Positives definitely outweigh the negatives. We got, Spencey's got something. He wants us to, he's pulling this stuff out, throwing it in our face. We're going to knock him out.
Yeah, tonight's
the night. We're going to be fighting press box. We got security out here or not?
No, we're okay.
I'm hiding behind Lloyd.
Tomorrow we're playing Crestview Knights, a single game at 11 o'clock. Weather sounds a little shaky.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm sure they're going to throw the tarp on this bad
guy. I plan on doing a better job with the lineup book.
Are you kidding me?
He got some bad information.
I did. It was not
Tom
my fault.
Tom Paulin has never made a mistake.
Tommy G came up here
and else brought it up.
Gave me the roster. So I started writing my book out off of the roster and not the starters.
Flip the page on the...
But I didn't want to waste a page. I didn't want to waste a page.
How many years have we been in doing this?
73.
How many years have we started for career baseball?
4.
This is our fourth year?
I think this might be five.
I think it's our fifth. I don't want to say.
You can't make that mistake.
It won't happen again, Bobby. I'm sorry.
Sounds good. Hey, good job, Dave Bub.
Thank you.
CP, excellent.
Oh, hey, we got to hurry up. CP's
always got a
girlfriend.
Yeah, you got a date tonight.
Laura, you do not Friday night date. Agree?
For the love of Jesus.
It's four people left listed.
Huh?
Four people left listed. You can say what you want right now.
You date on Saturday night.
That's the way it always been.
You do not.
That's tradition.
It is. Friday night, let's go out. Me and you, Kappa, you in or out?
Nope. Date night.
We're going to go to Mexican.
Can't.
Get some shrimp.
Why? What am I going to get at Mexican on a Friday?
Shrimp.
No.
Are you dumb?
Hell.
Jeez.
If I'm going to Mexican, I need some nachos.
You can have nachos.
I've eaten all the nachos you want, brother.
Real nachos.
All right. We're out.
All right. We'll be back here tomorrow morning about 10:45 maybe to get on the air as long as the rain holds up.
I say we just
come
on the air anyway. It's pouring down. We just come up here and talk.
Want to?
In or out?
Extra sports talk. Why not?
Well, price slip going up these aluminum bleachers.
A couple years, didn't we have sleet hitting the old window? We just played Shawnee or something.
Jeez, it's cold.
We still played. Hobbs. That was Hobbs.
Yeah, I'd be like to get them games in.
Yep.
All right, for Dave Kapp and the Hall of Famer Bob Sugler and CP, we're going to call her quits tonight. We'll be back tomorrow morning, weather permitting. Catch you then.
Programming, and thank you for listening to FullRecoveryRadio.com.